Conan O'Brien needs a fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hi, Charles. Welcome to Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan.
Hi.
Hi, Charles. How are you?
Hi, Conan. Good. It's actually early in the morning over here.
Okay. Well, that's how the world works. I am in Los Angeles, and you are in...
I'm in the Philippines.
Where in the Philippines are you?
So I live in the capital, in the greater Manila, but the city itself is Quezon City.
Okay. I'm not sure why I asked, because it doesn't really mean much to me. I haven't been to the Philippines, so but I want to know more.
You should visit here.
You think I should visit the Philippines?
Yeah, it's quite nice over here. The people are friendly, good food.
I've heard wonderful things about the Philippines. I'd like to know more about you, Charles. Tell me a little bit about your life.
So I'm an engineer. I'm not sure if you're hearing my dog in the background.
Oh, when you said I'm an engineer, oops, sorry, I thought a member of the secret police was behind you and that you're in hiding.
No, that's my,
you're whispering. Dog's your dog's behind you and doesn't approve of your work as an engineer. Is that the idea?
Probably.
So you're you're an engineer. What kind of engineering do you do?
So I'm a mechanical engineer. Mm-hmm. I'm currently working for my uncle's factory. He's making like candies right here in the Philippines.
Oh, your uncle, you work for your uncle and he has a candy factory. He's like Willy Wonka.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah. Are there rivers of chocolate and, you know, all kinds of, you know, waterfalls of gumdrops and things like that?
Sadly, no. There's just like generic factory stuff.
Well...
Okay. Are there Oompa Loompas?
Yeah.
not really.
Yeah.
Really?
Why are you hesitating on that? What kind of an Oompa Loompa to you?
Yeah, you said no immediately to rivers of chocolate and waterfalls of gumdrops, but then on Oompa Loompa, you're like,
Do you have an Oompa Loompa factory? Is that what this is?
Yeah. I think that wasn't a cat behind him. It was an Oompa Loompa. Okay, I'm gonna try and keep this clean and simple.
Well, you're doing a great job.
Yeah, thanks. Well, we got a little bit of a lag, and you know we need to make sure that the other thing edits together.
Oh.
So, Charles, let me get this straight. You work at a candy factory that your uncle owns in the Philippines.
Yes.
Okay, and what kind of candies do you make?
Well, we have two types of candies. We have bubble gums and then caramel candies.
Ooh.
Caramel.
Wow.
Candies.
That's nice.
I love caramel.
I like both of those. I love bubble gum and caramel candies. Have you ever tried to mix the two together and make a bubble gum that has a caramel center?
No, but I think my uncle did before, and he said it didn't taste really good. Because the bubble gums like tasted more... like mentally, like, and then the caramel tastes very sweet and caramelly, and those two don't mix really well together.
Well, wait, I'm sorry. True. I think your uncle screwed it up. Oh. I think I have a good idea here. He just went the wrong way with it. That's all. And I hate to pick a fight with your uncle, but I think there's a way to combine caramel and bubble gum. I mean, this is my life's dream. I think there's a way to do it correctly, and I'd like to talk to you more about.
I haven't seen any type of bubble gum that has caramel like flavorings in it.
Yeah, guess what? In 1850, no one had seen an automobile before, but then someone invented it, and the world changed. But I don't know why I'm
so quiet after you said that.
Maybe why don't you buy some bubble gum and a caramel and just try it out?
Eat them together.
Before
investing in a machine.
No. So Charles, tell me, how is the candy factory doing? Is it thriving?
Not really. Since I started here like 5 years ago, it hasn't really gone off like really, really good.
Well, what do you think?
Yes.
First of all, what do you think the problem is?
Well, I think it's because of the lack of exposure of with the public. So every time we approach distributors or customers regarding our products, our candies, their initial reaction is like they're gonna say it's no, it's still alive. It's like they're gonna say it's. I thought that your products are already gone. Like,
oh, so people, your candy factory has been around for a long time. You don't you don't have good advertising, and people think, oh, we thought those candies were discontinued. Is that the problem?
Yeah. So actually, our candy started way back, like during World War II. It actually started with my uncle's father, and then it went on after that. But then,
isn't your uncle's father also your grandfather?
Do I call him my grandfather? I think so.
Am I wrong?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Yes, your uncle's father is your grandfather.
Uncle by marriage, maybe?
Yeah.
Is it?
If it's.
Oh,
I guess I call him my grandfather.
It's his aunt's husband.
I see, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's your grandfather in law.
Yeah. Huh. Well, that was good that we cleared that up. Charles.
It's a bit confusing for me, also.
Yeah, well, and is me now as well. Charles.
Here to help.
Charles, we have a simple story here. You are a man who is working for your uncle's candy factory. Your uncle's candy factory has been around for a long time, but it has become unpopular. Mm. How many employees work at this candy factory?
Currently, we have like 19 of us.
How many did there used to be?
100.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, this is way when the automated machines came into the, like, so before they used to pack the candies in like manually, so they needed like many people to pack them individually, wrap them around, and put them in boxes. But now we have machines to do that.
Yes.
So we don't really need a lot of people to produce the candies.
Yeah.
But then we also don't manufacture them every day.
You don't make candy every day?
Yeah, so it's only when we have orders or our stocks are declining that we manufacture more.
Can you list me the name of some of your candies just so I get an idea of what these candies are called?
So we have two types of bubblegum candies. So one is called Tarzan. The other one's called Texas.
Tarzan and Texas? Do these bubblegums have anything to do with Tarzan or Texas?
No. I'm not actually clear on how they came up with those names, but I think
so. The names don't in any way link to how the gum tastes. I don't know what Texas tastes like.
Barbecue,
maybe, but I don't think so. I think it's random. I think someone back when this company was just starting said, "Let's call this one Tarzan and this one Texas," right?
Kind of, yeah. So I think. My uncle told me was his father came up with that name because he was, I think, more heavily influenced during the U.S. when the U.S. were occupying the Philippines, and he was working with an American company here in Manila.
Okay, so your grandfather came up with these names at the end of World War II. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
you're down with Hitler gum.
Oh, Jesus.
It isn't a big seller. No. I'm just saying these are antiquated names.
The most sketchy names.
No.
Down with Hitler.
Yeah.
We have a photo of the Tarzan gum if you want
to
see
it. Let's take
a
look. Yeah, let's take a look at the Tarzan gum.
Oh, you do?
Oh.
Oh.
But what does that have to do? And the colors are Christmassy.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's Texas. Just to attract children, so they'd like be excited with the different colors, but they all taste the same.
Oh wait, they're different colors, but they all taste the same, and it's called Tarzan.
Yeah.
And the catchphrase is "Put an ape
confusing.
Man in your mouth." Yeah. Okay. I don't know. Though, I just think that it's confusing. Do you understand?
It's very confusing. Yeah,
it's confusing. And is this because does your uncle want to change things up and maybe make things better, make the marketing a little better?
It hasn't really come up. Like I've pitched him the idea of like having a commercial or just having more exposure to the public, but we haven't gone like past that. So there's no actual plans for it. You're just talking about it.
Is he stuck in his ways, do you think? Sometimes that happens with older people. They get stuck in their ways, and then some young punk like you comes along and says, hey, maybe we should change things a little bit. And he's like, hey, is that what's happening?
I don't know. I guess so. I think he wants to keep the like the legacy of the products going. I mean, people know when people hear about the Tarzan or Texas candies, they immediately know what it is. But the problem is, only the older generations know about it, and the younger generations not so much.
So, how old are most of your customers?
Well, I think the late 50s, 60s.
Mm. Yeah, that's a problem. That's a problem.
Yeah.
Because
not a lot of bubblegum chewing 60-year-olds.
Yeah. No. Because the first thing that goes are the teeth.
Yeah.
Oh.
And you can't really, you know, just chomp on that stuff without teeth. Wow.
Maybe they're not like 90. You're 60.
Yeah, my teeth are gone. These are
implants. That's all bubblegum.
Yeah.
Those teeth.
Okay.
Maybe it's time to do like a throwback campaign, you know, nostalgia and stuff.
Yeah, I was thinking about those types of campaigns, but I've tried those in through Facebook posts. No videos though, just like pictures and stuff.
Mm. I'm going to disagree with my friend Matt here, and this is very rare because I respect his opinion.
Huh.
Wait a minute. Which Matt?
Oh, yeah, me. It's me.
Jesus.
It's me.
It's a classic bit, Charles. This is what I think. I think you need to make a immediate hard play for the youth. I think you have to. I think you have to do something that's going to get younger people interested in the candies. And by the way, I love the way you say candies. Don't you?
Candies.
Yeah, I do. I like it.
Yeah, I think the more you say candies, just keep saying candies. It's great.
Candies.
Oh, it's just fantastic.
He says it normally.
But it's sweet. Yes, he has a sweetness to it.
You should be in a commercial.
Yeah, you're the pitch man.
You should be in a commercial and say, buy our candies. They're so, it's the way you say it is very sweet. Tell me if I'm wrong. I think we have to make a hard play for the youth.
Okay.
And I think even if it's illegal, we have to say, like, it's Taylor Swift bubblegum.
Oh.
We have to use a name that young people... Is Taylor Swift big in the Philippines?
She's big in the Philippines,
yeah. She's big everywhere.
A lot of people actually wanted to see her, like, perform a show here in the Philippines.
Yeah.
But she didn't. So everyone, like, flew to Japan or Singapore just to see her.
Yeah, well... I would have told Taylor, you know, to go to the Philippines, to go to Manila and play a big show.
You would have told her?
When would you have done that?
She listens to me. We're tight. By tight, I mean I've
nice
listened to her music and I enjoy her work. Charles, I do think you need to, and we may be getting in trouble with the law here.
Yeah.
But it's worth it, don't you think? To maybe say, it's Taylor Swift bubblegum. You know, and then we name some of the gum after and the candies after some of her songs.
Like, this is the bad blood, or this is the All Too Well gum.
Yeah, people love a candy called Bad Blood. I think we need to do something drastic. We need to make a campaign that appeals to the youth of the Philippines and we put your candy back on the map. And I think we have to do it, don't you think?
Yeah, I think that's a great plan.
Yeah. Now, do you have a lawyer?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we're contracting a law firm, but
good.
We haven't used them like for like legal stuff.
Well, when you do my...
What do you use them for? What do you use them for?
For naming the candy.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, mainly,
it's a bunch of 90-year-old lawyers.
Oh, wait.
Call it after Tarzan. Kids love Tarzan.
Are these the Oompa Loompas? Is that what's happening here?
Charles.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Charles, you're going to need lawyers because some of the stuff I'm suggesting may incur some lawsuits. Again, I'm indemnified. I'm just a guy giving you suggestions, but I do think you need to do something to get the youth involved in your candy, okay?
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you.
I think my uncle won't be on board with that.
Well, let me ask
he
you.
Shouldn't be.
Yeah, maybe it's time to, you know,
take him out.
Yeah.
What?
What?
Yeah.
Just a little, you know, a little Shakespearean kind of.
Yeah. One bad blood candy and he's out. Hey, Charles. Charles, it just occurred to me, what you need is a celebrity endorsement by somebody who's big with the youth.
Uh-oh.
Here I am.
Uh-oh.
And I have,
I know.
why am I, but seriously, what if, I mean, I would be happy to endorse the candy. Am I a big hit with the youth in the Philippines?
To be honest, maybe not so much. You haven't been on air here in the Philippines like since the early 2000s. We last...
Charles, we keep telling him he's currently on the air. Don't do that.
Wait, hold on a second. Charles, it's called the internet. I'm all over the internet. There's pornography, yeah, and then there's me. I'm all over the internet. So don't tell me the...
Yeah, so,
don't you guys get the internet?
If we do. So if they search your name on YouTube, they'll see you. But then, before we watched your show in television, like you were being shown in one of the local channels here in the Philippines.
Yes.
But then after that, you disappeared.
Yes, so I'm no longer on TV in the Philippines.
Well, we saw your show again when you went back in HBO.
Mm.
Yes.
We
call it Max.
Max.
Yeah, you're getting on him about branding names.
This rolls off the tongue, Max.
Oh, my God.
So, Charles, you're saying that maybe the youth in the Philippines... Maybe I'm not the one. Who do you think's a bigger star in the Philippines? And be honest and think about it. Don't just blurt it out. Really think about it. Me or, say, Taylor Swift?
Well, Taylor Swift's a big name. Everyone knows Taylor Swift.
Do you want to think about it some more? Do you want to get back to me?
Everyone's singing her song. I want to say Conan, but people, you might get disappointed if you come here and then no one recognizes you. I'm sorry.
No one recognizes you. Not even people who watched you in the 2000s.
Not even Charles.
Charles, why did you... Charles, can I remind you that you called me? Charles, you called me.
Yeah, well...
Why did you call me? Why didn't you call Taylor Swift?
I don't have her number. Maybe you could connect me with her.
Oh, well, oh, so now you want to use me to get to Taylor Swift.
I see.
Oh, that is so low, Charles. So just because, okay, that is the lowest of the low. Well, don't be sorry. You're being honest, and I appreciate that. And I think you're saving me a lot of disappointment, you know? I don't know, Charles. I'd like to help save your candies. I really would. And I
we
do
could
think
put you and Taylor Swift in the commercial if you want.
She won't agree to that.
Yeah, no. She's not going to work with me, and that's been made clear before.
Yeah, she shouldn't.
Well, yeah, whatever for whatever reason, there's a cease and desist. Charles, I want to try and help your candy company. I really do. I think you guys are stuck in the past. You said that your company's slogans and whole marketing campaign was invented at the end of World War II. And that was a long time ago.
We don't actually have a slogan to think about it.
Oh, no.
Wait, you don't have a slogan?
It gets worse.
There's no slogan.
Do. Yeah.
Give him a slogan.
Don't think so.
Well, yeah. I mean, first of all, we got to get you a slogan, right? Don't you think? Yeah, have you thought at all about a possible slogan?
How about we don't actually have a slogan as a slogan?
It's actually hard to make a slogan with the Tarzan and Texas name.
No. Well, so we could change. Would your uncle be open to changing the name of some of the candies and maybe going with a new advertising campaign? Would he be open to that?
I'm not so sure. Okay. Probably.
What if I talk to him?
I think you can convince him.
Yeah, I'm very convincing. I think I could talk to your uncle and say, we have to change this. I mean, you're down to 17 employees. You used to have hundreds, okay?
Yeah.
And now, I mean, your youngest customer voted for Eisenhower in the American elections. You can't, this has got to stop. We've got to turn this around. It's time.
I know.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't seem as desperate as I want you to be.
No, I've been desperate. That's why I called you.
You're not coming across as desperate. You're giggling a lot. You seem kind of happy. You're speaking very quietly. You're saying candies in a delightful way. I'm not getting desperation. It is 0 hour. We have got to do something.
Yeah, help us, Conan.
Well, I will. I will. I'd love to help you. Hmm. If we can agree on a fee, we may have to sell off most of the factory to pay my fee.
Oh, and well.
This is a little awkward.
We can't afford that.
Well, no. You're going to pay it. There's nothing you can do about it.
You know. Well, my uncle will talk to you about it, though.
Yeah, I've got some guys that'll rough up your uncle. When'll my guys come by? I'm rooting for you. I like you, Charles. You seem like a nice guy. Do you have a family, Charles?
Yeah. Actually, I have a brother, and then my parents are still here.
Mm-hmm. And I'm rooting for you guys because I'd like to turn things around for you. You know, I like this candy.
Oh, thank you.
I want your candy company to be the biggest candy company in the Philippines.
Mm-hmm. I hope so, yeah. That's
what currently, what's your competitor? Who's the big candy company?
Actually, there's a bigger company like called Columbia, and they sell a different type of candy. So they have like menthol hard candies.
Menthol hard candies.
Yeah.
You know, I think this is a, I don't know why they're in the lead.
Yeah,
if they're selling basically a cough drop.
Yeah,
I think I just think this is an easy assignment. I think I'm a good leader, Charles, and I'm an innovator. I'm a visionary, and I know how to brand. I think I could come into Manila and I could turn your candy company around. I really do.
I hope so. Yeah, that'll be the dream.
Okay. Do you trust me?
And will and yeah.
Will you listen? And, will you listen to me? Will you listen to my advice?
Yes.
Will your uncle listen
Change.
To me?
We'll convince him.
Okay. Anybody, what do you think?
Do
you think I could do this?
Do I think you can go to a candy factory and make it better?
Bigger and better. Big hit in the Philippines.
No, I don't think you can do it.
Matt?
I'm sorry.
No, I don't think you can do it either.
Do you think you can do it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. It's by copyright infringement. That's your plan?
Yeah. I think by the time the Taylor Swift organization's huge.
Yeah.
They've got a lot to worry about. By the time they catch on to this Manila candy company, you know what I mean? You'll have so much money you won't know what to do with it. Mm-hmm. All right. And then you and I scram. We take off. Okay. And we leave your uncle holding the bag. And he has to answer to the Taylor Swift people.
Actually, there's I just remembered. There's actually a Taylor Swift impersonator here. Well, she's more like a drag impersonator of Taylor Swift.
That's fine. So maybe and we use her, that person.
That's perfect.
Even better.
That's perfect.
Maybe we can use her.
Yeah.
Her name's Taylor Sheesh. So.
Yeah. Well. Taylor Shish. So basically,
yeah,
Taylor,
you can
shut
find
up.
A
yeah.
Video for.
Okay. Well, that's terrific, Charles. We have all the ingredients we need. Okay. I'm coming. I'm going to get a Taylor Swift impersonator. We're going to violate Taylor Swift's copyright. We're going to turn this candy around and make it a big deal. And then, correct me if I'm wrong. There are thousands of islands in the Philippines, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
When the heat comes, you and I take the money and we go and we hide out on one of those islands and we live like kings.
Yeah, sure. Sounds like
yeah, sure. I just told you the most innovative heist scheme of all time that involves you radically changing your life and hiding forever with a red-haired madman on a tiny island in the Philippines and living under my tyrannical rule. And you say, yeah, sure.
Well, the beaches here in the Philippines are very nice, though.
Okay. We're going to do it. All right. Well, I hope we can make this work out. I'll do my best, all right?
I hope so. Okay.
Yeah, just try and calm down. You see?
Meanwhile, if you have any stock in your company, I might consider selling it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that. You got to believe in me. Okay? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I've never ruined a candy company in the Philippines before. That's maybe the new slogan.
First time for everything.
Yeah. All right. Well, you take care, Charles. It's been nice talking to you.
Thanks for having me. Yeah. I hope I'll see you soon here.
You never know. You never know.
Yeah.
You never. You won't even know because I don't think you know what I look like.
Bye,
Charles.
Bye.
Thanks, Charles.
Bye-bye.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan. with Conan O'Brien, Sonam Movsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Jeff Ross, and Nick Liao. Incidental music by Jimmy Vivino. Take it away, Jimmy. Supervising producer, Aaron Blaird. Associate talent producer, Jennifer Samples. Associate producers, Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineering by Eduardo Perez. Get 3 free months of SiriusXM when you sign up at SiriusXM.com/Conan. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan wherever fine podcasts are downloaded.